The main thing that we have put together is called The Great Adventure, A Journey Through the Bible. And it basically is a systematic way of reading the Bible in chronological order. Many people are not aware, until they really try to read the Bible, that the Bible is not written in chronological order or as a narrative. If you begin in Genesis and try to go all the way to the book of Revelation, you're going to stop pretty quick because you're going to run into Leviticus. And at that point, you don't know what's happening anymore. You basically have lost the story. So in short, what I did years ago is I put together this system where we divide up all of salvation history into 12 periods. And then, after dividing the Bible up into 12 periods, then we have to choose which books in the Bible are we going to read first. And we're going to choose 14 that tell the story. It keeps the narrative moving. That leaves 59 other books that we have to find a place for, and we lay them down on this physical chart called the Bible timeline chart, so that in one glance you can see the 12 periods, the 14 books that are needed to read through it, and the 59 other books where they belong, so that you go through reading and you visit all the major characters and all the major events in salvation history. Now, the reason that this is important is that it provides a foundation or a road, if you will, on which to understand God's amazing plan for us and the significance of Jesus as the fulfillment of the entire Bible. But it also, not only does it reveal God to us, but it reveals who we are and our place in His amazing plan. And that's one of the things that many Catholics today don't know but are really yearning for, and that is, who am I, what am I doing here, and does God even care?
That's very good, Jeff, and I'm particularly struck by that, because at a catechetical level, this resource seems a very exciting resource to bring people into a personal encounter with Jesus.
And yes, you're right. Christianity, Catholicism, is not just about learning theology and doctrine and dogmas and so forth. And it's not just about all of us getting together and going to Mass. Those are all critical. They're all important. But we have to always keep in mind that God loves you individually. He doesn't just say, I love all of you as a family, although He does. But He's very personal in that He knows, in fact, every hair on your head. And so He's watchful for you, and has a plan for you. And when it comes to reading the Bible, we do learn as a community, but we have such exercises as Lectio Divina, divine reading of Scripture, that afford us the opportunity to hear from Him personally on a day-to-day basis. And that's what people are really craving. You know, they really want to know, does God exist? Does He care? Does He have a plan for my life?
And what I was particularly struck, Jeff, about your resources is that they're very practical in nature, and that the parish groups can indeed set them up and run them autonomously, and that you have all the materials in place, workbooks and so on, for them to be coordinated in parishes by leaders in parishes, and for ordinary people in parishes to really explore the Scriptures in a far deeper way than they might be exposed to in ordinary Sunday Mass or so on in a parish setting.
Yeah, the materials that we put together, The Great Adventure, A Journey Through the Bible, followed by Matthew, followed by Acts, Galatians, James, Book of Revelation, Psalms, we can go on and on. They're all what we would call turnkey, meaning that the emphasis is on the local parish organizing an event. We're going to have a Bible study and getting people there, proper marketing. But the leader is really responsible for getting that group together. And if you can play a DVD and you can hand out materials and you can schedule a room in the church or a home, then you can lead this. So the materials are very, very self-explanatory. Plus, we give leadership training, and we're available to answer any questions that people might have. You know, in doing it this way, any parish that is interested can be a part. The small parish can participate in the same way that a very large parish could participate.
And this is indeed accessible for people of all ages and for people from all backgrounds to really explore something new and to have their questions answered for it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we have the Bible Timeline for adults, The Great Adventure. We also have a Bible timeline for junior high. That's in the States at least, 7th and 8th grade. In high school, 9 through 12. I think it would be all the way through 13 for you in Ireland. So we have three different groupings of Bible timeline. Plus, there's another whole effort available in the States, and people can go online to look at it. It's called Gen2Rev. That's G-E-N, numeral 2, R-E-V. Catholic.com, and that is for grade school children. And one of the things that we're doing in the States is we've got an initiative called Every Child Reads the Bible, and we're challenging parents to take 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 6 months, and they'll read through those 14 narrative books with their children, with a children's storybook as an addition to reading the Bible. And in doing that, they're going to get the basic story.
I know that you work directly in evangelization and catechesis, and I'm just curious if you have a special message for us in Ireland in terms of working in the new evangelization and the importance of the church to reach out to people where they are, especially our young people, and how that we can encourage them into a personal relationship with Jesus, to even invite them, first of all, even in the pre-evangelization initiatives that we can have in parishes, and follow on from that and encourage them to use the resources such as the resources you've developed.
Well, I think that's a good question. And the world has changed a lot over the last 15, 20 years. In fact, the world was beginning a huge change back in the 1950s and 1960s. And John the 23rd realized it and called a council, Vatican II. And he realized that the church was changing and that we needed to figure out how to be relevant to this changing world. Our doctrine's not changing, but the ways that we reach out, they must be accompanied by new methods and new ardor. And that's what John Paul II ended up calling us to do. It used to be that you could argue about the faith and you could reason with people based on what we call natural law. It doesn't work anymore. This modern generation does not accept it, doesn't respect it. And so arguing with them about philosophy or theology for the average working man or woman, and certainly young people, is like speaking a foreign language. But what they do understand is authenticity, and they understand compassion and forgiveness and mercy, and they understand when someone's living the life of Christ, it is different than what they see on TV, what they see in the movie theaters, what they see in literature today. So what it's called for, I think, in the new evangelization is a new authenticity to truly walk as disciples of Jesus, not to walk around just telling people what you believe or what your theology is, but to literally demonstrate Christ, to allow his love to flow through you to impact other people. And it's almost like walking in the first person, that Jesus is walking in me. I'm not just walking around telling you about him, but I'm going to tell you about him, but I am going to become him. I am going to live the mission of Jesus to restore people to a relationship. And I think that we have to lead with love, as Pope Francis has brought out, lead with our strength, not the subtitle or topics. Like oftentimes people want to talk about the same-sex marriage issue, or they want to talk about talk about abortion or something like that. These things are very important, and the church has spoken about these topics. But these are not the topics we lead with. We lead with mercy. We lead with love, and we lead with compassion, and bring people to Christ, because ultimately he can change lives. I can't change anybody's life, but I can become attractive. And I can go out there and be Christ to the world. So this is what we need to learn about the new evangelization. And as we go into the year of mercy, we're going to receive an opportunity, unparalleled opportunity, to walk in mercy and to open wide the doors to what I would call extreme mercy, where we're going to give the world an opportunity to come closer to Christ through our words and actions and invitation and warmth, and allow the Lord to do a mighty work in their heart.